Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. So far as our text. Please see. In Christ Jesus, who is the light of the world, dear fellow redeemed. Darkness. Pitch black darkness can be very scary. The scripture calls unbelief and wickedness walking or living in darkness. The scripture calls damnation wandering in the blackness of darkness or being cast into outer darkness. So dark and black, you can't see anything. How scary. I know I've used this reference story before on another occasion, but it fits so very well for this morning. So I'm going to say it again, so bear with me. Astronaut Jim Lovell was returning from one of his missions in combat to fly back to his aircraft carrier. The carrier had all their lights off because they were in combat condition, and he couldn't see anything. The sky was black. He couldn't use his radio navigation equipment because they were under radio silence either. And so he flipped on his map light to see if he could calculate his position. Suddenly there was a short in his cockpit, and now his cockpit light went out too, and so he's flying in total darkness. But that's when he saw it. He looked down into the sea. He saw a luminescent glow in the water. It was the plankton that was being pushed aside by the wake of the boat. And it caused the plankton to kind of glow luminantly as he came flying down. And all he needed to do was follow that lighted highway right to the aircraft carrier. Astronaut Lovell wrote, "You don't know what will transpire to lead you home. If the map light had not shorted out, I would never have seen the glowing wake." Well, Astronaut Lovell had a guiding light that guided him right to the boat in the midst of the darkness. Well, in Isaiah, we're told we have a guiding light that guides us to our home in heaven in the darkness of this world. We read again verses 1 and 2. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." These powerful words of Isaiah, first written to the Jewish people of his day, is like a loud alarm clock going off in the morning, in the early darkness of the early morning, saying, "Get up and get going." But it's one thing to hear the command to get up. It's another thing to get going. These people had fallen asleep spiritually. They were in spiritual darkness, spiritual unbelief, spiritual despair and death. And now it was time to rise and shine. But this command to rise and shine is a gospel message. So not only does it give us the command to rise and shine, it gives us the power and the ability to do so. Because as Isaiah says, the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. Who's that light and what's that glory? Well, simply put, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ, or in the Old Testament time, the gospel of the coming Messiah. Here the prophet was saying to them, I have seen, through inspiration, the fulfillment of God's greatest promise of all. The light has come. The light of the world. The Savior of mankind. The prophet, 750 years before Jesus' birth, speaks as if it's already taken place. So, we are to rise from the gloom and the darkness of this world and to shine with the joy of salvation. The first point this morning is, notice how that light has shined upon you, each of you individually, on you personally. The world today is no different than Isaiah's day. There is total darkness all over this world, in everyone, and everywhere. This spiritual darkness is much more scary than any physical darkness, not being able to see where you're going, because this total darkness leads to death and damnation. It's a darkness of spiritual lies, a darkness of falsehood, a darkness of vanity, a darkness of deception, a darkness of wickedness and waywardness, a darkness that leads to utter darkness and hell. That's how life was for us once at one time too. You and I, we lived in total darkness. When we were born, we could see with our eyes, but our heart was totally dark, living in unbelief. Till the light shined into our hearts, most of us through our infant baptism, others through the gospel message, and we are brought to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior and have the light of the gospel shine brightly into our hearts and souls. Living with a lie of self-righteousness, we are living with a lie of knowing the evil in our hearts but still thinking that somehow we can be good enough to earn God's love. But now that darkness has all been removed. The light of the gospel has come into our hearts to bring us to faith in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 5, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Now walk as children of light. Thank God that he sent his Son into this sin-darkened world. We read in John 1, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. But unfortunately, the world did not, and still does not, see the light. It doesn't receive Jesus. It doesn't believe in him as Lord and Savior. What a blessing that we who are here this morning have been led to that light, have seen the light of the gospel, brought out of the darkness of death and damnation and lies and falsehood to see Jesus. We can rise and shine with joy and gladness because the Lord rises over all of our problems, all of our trials, all of our troubles. He is a guiding light that guides us through his suffering and death and resurrection, not only to our heavenly home, but to peace and contentment and security and safety here on this earth. The light of the gospel has shined into your hearts and mine as a fulfillment of this promise of the Old Testament. But the command now says, you rise, and now you shine too. And that's part two. Now be active in letting your light shine out to others. We read verses 3 through 6. The Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you, the multitudes of camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. The picture that Isaiah is drawing here is one that I've seen many times, I'm sure you have too. It's the darkness of night, and all of a sudden you see these great big beams of light kind of flashing in the sky. Maybe it's a grand opening for some store. And you see those lights and you want to find out where they're coming from. And they're from those great big huge light bins. It just draws you to them. You want to find out what's going on. Why are those lights flashing in the sky? Well, we live in a world of darkness, spiritual darkness. And God says, you and me and all believers, the church of God, are to be those lights flashing in the sky. Flashing people say, come, come and see the source of our light. Come and see what this light is all about. That this light is the gospel message. And God promises us, Gentiles shall come to your light. Lift up your eyes. Look around you here. Look at our midst here at Peace of Christ. Year after year after year, the Lord has let us shine our lights out to others so that people have been brought into our congregation who didn't know Jesus, who came to the light, who are now our brothers and sisters in Christ, whom we pray with and pray for, whom we nursed at their our sides with the gospel message, whom we walk together with in communion. Every year our little children are taught the light of the gospel in their Sunday school, in their Christian day school, in confirmation class. Every Sunday, the gospel message is preached from this pulpit in our fellowship hall and Bible class. What radiance is shining forth from within these walls? The light of the gospel. God is keeping his promise. But that light of the world can only shine to the hearts of others if we take it with us out of these walls and share it with them outside of this church building. And when we do that, how will we feel? Isaiah tells us, your heart shall swell with joy. When we see the Holy Spirit lead others who are living in darkness, in the blackness of spiritual death, to the light of the gospel, we cannot help but swell with joy. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, for what is our hope, our joy, or our crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory. You are our joy. And that's the reason that we're to rise, get up, and shine. The world is dying, and it needs our witness. The world needs to see this light. It needs to see the truth. The gospel message of salvation is the light and the truth which leads to Christ and to salvation. There's surely nothing more meaningful, more moving, more joyful for a Christian or for a Christian congregation than to see multitudes of unbelievers coming to the light of the gospel message. It may appear, though, from our own eyes, that the Church of Christ is losing that battle. Losing the battle for souls. Losing in our battle against Satan and sin. That darkness is spreading more and more and more around this world. There's no way that we can keep up with it or win. I'm sure many of you know friends, maybe family members who are living in unrepentant sin. Those who neglect God's word or act in indifference when the word of God is being brought to them. But Christ himself reminds us that over the centuries, countless millions of people have been brought to his life, to his light. They've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the Lord will continue to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify countless millions more through the light that you proclaim and that we tell to others. Verses 5 and 6 reveal another reason why we who experience this light should rejoice. These converts, these Gentiles, don't come empty-handed. Isaiah says, there's the wealth of the seas, the riches of the nations, among some of the treasures the Gentiles will bring with them for Christ's kingdom. And then it mentions some of the gifts the wise men gave. Gold and incense and myrrh. All expensive gifts for Jesus. We too have seen that in our midst as well. These past few years have been the greatest years for our love offerings to our Savior and His kingdom. The Lord moved the hearts of you as people in the past few years to redo the inside of the church, a new church sign, windows and siding on the parsonage. Our Bible class attendance has been steadily increasing. All of these things are visible signs of the invisible faith that is in your hearts and in mine. Jesus' followers will give the best of their time, of their talents, and of their treasures to Jesus for the sake of the gospel light. And we see these things happening, again the Lord says to Isaiah, we will swell with joy and sing songs of thanksgiving and praise. The glory of the Lord shone around about the shepherds. And at first they were so afraid. But then when he gave them the good news, what did they do? They praised God for all the things they had seen and heard as it was told to them. The wise men rejoiced with exceeding great joy when they saw the star. And then rejoiced when they were led to the very place where the Christ child was. And they bowed down and worshipped him and returned home praising God. So, we need to rise and shine. We need to let our light shine because the Lord has come. May we be active during this coming new year, letting our light shine to others for the glory of our Lord, for the welfare of lost sinners. And you know, there's a very good opportunity to do that this coming Wednesday night. The opportunity to come and learn more about how to let your light shine. Come into our Salt and Light workshop. Find out what are the best times and opportunities to bring up a religious discussion. And how to start a religious discussion with neighbors, friends. And how to use social media to also speak about Jesus. We pray you'll give your time so you can share your talents with all of us. Jesus said to us, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. May we, each of us individually and personally, be moved to boldly go into this new year. Boldly go and show the light that is in us. Filled with His life, flooding with His life. May we share that light of the gospel with those who are living in the darkness of unbelief. Remember that truth. One little candle can light a completely dark room. So, one little voice, one little voice of the gospel message can also enlighten the unbelieving dark world around us. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our light of the world, Jesus Christ. Amen.